Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. And as always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about something that I've spoken to my sister, who's an INTJ, about quite often. And I don't know if it's an ADHD trait or a trait that women have or what exactly is the reason for this. And if you can hear that in the background, that's cicadas. They're mating, apparently, anyways. So I don't know exactly what it's related to, but I feel like a lot of INFJs do this as well because I've spoken to many of them, and it's like a trait that kind of permeates most INFJs just because of who we are and what we believe ourselves to be. And the trait is that we underestimate ourselves. It's kind of funny because most of the population, or like not most, but a lot of the population is probably working with the other end of the spectrum. That is, they overestimate themselves. They are overconfident in themselves. And that's a good thing in some ways, right? Because, I mean, they believe that they can do it and they go for it and they believe in themselves. And even if they're not qualified, they will just try still. And sometimes they succeed, sometimes they fail, but like they still believe in themselves. So that's a good way of kind of looking at the world, I think. Because from the other perspective, as INFJs are, we underestimate ourselves, we're underconfident in our abilities and talents, and we are constantly putting ourselves down and not pushing ourselves into trying different things that we might probably succeed at, but we in our heads are thinking, oh, but I'm not good enough for that. The problem I've found for myself is I have a lot of knowledge in my head that is quite packed. And with a lot of, you know, there's a lot of knowledge about a lot of different subjects. So it's not like I'm particularly good at a particular subject, right? Like I'm not very good at like marketing, or I'm not very good at, like I'm not an expert level, like I'm not really, really high up there. But I'm a semi-expert on a lot of different topics because I've taught myself. I'm self-taught. I've learned from reading hundreds of books and reading hundreds of articles and watching videos and things like that, right? So I've learned, not that I'm saying that I'm going to start doing research papers on it, but I have enough knowledge on a lot of these subjects that I can use it in order to improve my life and also improve the lives of others around me, right? So I have this knowledge, but if I end up, for example, if I say I am actually quite knowledgeable about nutrition and health because I read a lot about it constantly, I'm obsessed with this topic, I love it. And so it's because I can actually use it in my own life. And if I find something new, I'm like, ooh, this is interesting. Let me use it in my own life. Let me experiment on myself. So when I first read about liver flushes, and I've done videos on this, I just kind of got obsessed with them. I've done 10 of them already. And they're brilliant. They've really helped transform my health. And I've done videos on it because I've explained it to other people. And a lot of people have messaged me about it. And so I've kind of become a semi-expert on it. And I've kind of shared my information, given other people guidance on it, because of my obsessive nature, right? So I'm extremely knowledgeable about it. But if someone came to me and, you know, said, if they pretended to have more knowledge than me and came to me saying, hey, so you know, I've just learned about liver flushes and I'm going to tell you all about it, I'll sit there and be like, well, I guess, I mean, I do know about it, but I don't know that much about it. Maybe they know more than me. They probably know more than me. Yeah, let me listen to them. And even if they say something wrong that I know is wrong because I've read in the books that it is wrong, this is not how it is, a lot of times I won't correct them because I'll doubt myself. I'll think to myself, maybe I read it wrong. This person seems to think that they're right. Maybe I read it wrong. I'll have to check. I'll go back and check, and then I'll know that if I'm right or they're wrong. Not that I go back to the person and say, hey, you were wrong about this. I checked and this is how the actual information works out. That I would never do that. But for myself, for my own sake, I want to know if I was right or wrong. In general, that this happens quite often. And it also could be the fact that, you know, as a woman, you're kind of told not to rock the boat, or as a minority, you know, you're kind of like, let other people do whatever they want to do. A lot of different reasons could be, a lot of different situations could be the reason for it. But I do notice that I've spoken to other INFJs and they do exactly the same. They underestimate themselves. They underestimate or undervalue the knowledge they have in their head or their own value as a person. And they overestimate or overvalue other people's knowledge and other people's value in their life or in general in the world, right? And so the problem with this is that even though we're very talented for a particular role or we are suited for a particular job and we know it, we still won't believe it because we underestimate ourselves. We think, okay, yeah, you know what? I think I'm good for this, but maybe this other person's better for it. You know, they're probably better for it. I'm not that good for it. And this is just one aspect of it. You know, not even just job situations. It would be if I'm speaking up in a crowd and someone else says something that opposes what I think and I know it's wrong, I still won't speak up in a lot of cases because I just don't want to bother with the argument. And also, a lot of times I'm unsure. Like, maybe, did I read that right? Is that right? A lot of times I know I'm right, but still I won't say anything because I don't want to get into an argument with a person and then be disproved, or them speaking louder than me and saying things that make me feel angry and upset and then getting into an altercation because of it or a confrontation. Don't want to deal with all that, right? And so a lot of times, like that's why INFJs are kind of portrayed as silent beings, or like, you know, we're quiet individuals. We're not quiet. It's just that we keep ourselves quiet because, first of all, there's doubt. We underestimate ourselves. And second of all, we don't want to deal with all that nonsense, right? And so all of this results in the fact that we stay quiet rather than speaking up and saying, hey, you're wrong. This is how it actually is. This happens to me all the time. And instead of arguing, I just give up. I just say, well, you know, what's the big deal? I know they're wrong. Because I know that the knowledge that they have is wrong, or the information that they have is wrong, but I don't want to say anything to argue with it. Or I doubt myself. In a lot of cases, it's the second. It's the latter. I will be doubting myself, or I'll be thinking, well, maybe, I don't know. I know, but I don't know. And all that. So all of this to say that this results in a situation where INFJs could be quite powerful and quite successful in a lot of different ways, and we could be doing a lot more, but we don't because we doubt ourselves. Yeah, we could be pushing the boundaries of things. We could be going out and doing things. We could be getting honors and awards and recognitions and all of that stuff. And other people are getting it because they're going out there and pushing for it. Instead of what we do is we sit in our rooms and we know that we know, but we don't say anything about it. We don't share it. We don't go out and search for accolades. We don't apply for awards or grants or things like that, and we'll just sit there thinking, well, you know what, maybe I'm good enough, I don't know. We'll doubt ourselves, or we'll be like, yeah, I know I'm good enough, but like, should I really bother? Like, will they know? How will I convince them? Right, that's another thing for me as well, is that I know sometimes, but how do I convince other people? Am I an effective enough communicator to do that? In a lot of cases, no. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not, right? Especially when something is on the line, my communication skills go to zero. I'm literally like, I have no idea how to say these words, right? And so I just wanted to share this because it really frustrates me. This trait of mine is very, very frustrating to me. And I'm kind of slowly getting over it because I'm trying to, whenever I get into a situation where I'm like, I'm not believing in myself, I'm underestimating myself, I will try to do the opposite. Or as much as possible, I'll try to push myself into a different scenario, right? But it doesn't always work. It doesn't always work. So you have to be careful with that. I wanted to share this with you though, so at least you can become aware of it and you can start changing your persona and changing your mindset on this. Let me know what you think about it. Share stories in the comments below. Again, thank you so much for listening and watching, and I shall see you in the next video. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.